continue to pray. This morning, if you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Joshua. Book of Joshua. We're going to start in the first chapter. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now, if we know the history, we know that Moses was the leader of the children of Israel for over 40 years. 40 years. I'm not even 40 years old. I don't even know what it would be like to have a leader for 40 years. Thank the Lord we only have a president for 4 to 8 years. But he was a faithful servant of God. He was faithful to the Lord, and he was a good leader. He was a good leader, a good man. He had an ear for the people. He listened to them. And he was a faithful servant to God, so he was a good leader. So you can imagine how this people had this leader for over 40 years, and he was a good man. But now he's gone. There's some people that all they knew was Moses because they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Those that are 40 years and up, they would die in the wilderness. So all they knew was Moses. Now Moses is gone. And Joshua was to succeed him. Can you imagine being told one day, hey, you're going to be the leader next over this millions of people over here. And you knew Moses. You were with Moses. You knew what he had to go through. The people, how often they cried and murmured against the Lord. How a lot of times they were stiff-necked and rebellious and didn't heed the warnings. But then, you're going to be the leader. Some of us might be kind of fearful. Some of us don't even want to lead one person around. Don't want to be responsible for anybody else. Now you're going to be responsible and held accountable for millions of people. But it's not like the Lord told Joshua that you're going to be the leader and, you know, good luck. Thanks be to God, he didn't just say, well, good luck. No, if we keep reading, we'll see. In verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Brothers and sisters, if the Lord Himself was speaking these words to you, I bet you you'd be encouraged at this point. There'd be some wind put in your sails. He said to him, to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Brothers and sisters, if the Lord is with us, it doesn't matter what's ahead of us. If the Lord goes with us, just like that song we sing, wherever, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go. But the Lord was telling Joshua, and he was telling that no man shall be able to stand against thee. And in verse 6, the Lord says, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. As far as I know, that's the only place in the Bible that the word success is used. But if you read that with me, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. To do according to all that is written therein. You know, the Word of God is not just something, it's not a buffet. We don't just get to go up there and choose and pick and look over this and look over that. So, I don't feel like doing this today. That's not up to us. If it's in the law, if it's in the Word of God, we are to do according to thus saith the Lord. He's written it. He spoke it. It's up to us to do according to this Word. But if you noticed, as I was reading, the Lord would say, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon that I have given you. He is given the land. You know, before they went into the land of Canaan, they came and Moses sent out the 12 spies. And the 10 came back with an evil report. What did they say? They said, it is a good land, which... hey, that part was true. It is a good land. The Lord said it was good, so therefore it was good. But then they started to put in their own stuff. They said, we're not able to take it. And again, that is true to a point. Them of themselves are not able to take that land. They're the children of Israel. They came out of bondage from Egypt. This is not a well-trained militia. This is not a well-trained army that's had years and years of fighting experience. No. They were slaves. Came out of bondage. So yes, in of themselves are not able to go over there and fight the battle. But the Lord didn't say, see if you're able to do it. He just said, just go see if it is a good land because I've given it to you. And it's not because of us. We need to take from this message, it's not of us. We in of ourselves cannot do anything. Well, we can mess up. I can do that pretty good. No one has to help me do that one. But if we are to do good in this life, if we are to work, do good works, brothers and sisters, we need God in our lives. We need His blessings. We need Him with us. And we need to be with Him. But the Lord said, I give you this land. He was telling Joshua that for every place that the sole of thy foot shall tread upon have I given to you. And he was telling that all the land from the great sea towards going down to the sun shall be your coast. Like I said, this is for someone who has had this leadership responsibility thrust upon him, this is a wonderful pep talk, if you will. Especially from the Lord Himself speaking to Joshua. Saying, Joshua, I'll be with you. Joshua, I will go before thee and defeat your enemies before you. Brothers and sisters, this is not just for Joshua. That's us today. Our Lord and Savior is alive. He is the living God and He is with us each and every day. No, we're not called to go out and face earthly battles. But brothers and sisters, if we have the Lord in our sights, if we are living that good life, if we are maintaining His will, doing according to His law, brothers and sisters, He's going to be with us. He's going to bless our goings, bless our lives. But that verse 8, the Lord would say, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So this must be very important. The book of the law, the word of God. We should adhere to the word. We need to maintain the word. We don't need to leave it off. We need to be reading it every day. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon day and night. I encourage every one of us, every time we wake up in the morning, let's try to do a little reading or spend some time in prayer. And if we're too busy, change your schedule. Fit it in. Lord made time for you. I know He made time for me. So I owe Him a little time. I owe Him all my time. But I love that verse. The Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it's very accurate. He says, seek ye first. He didn't say, seek ye only. We have responsibilities. We have lives. We have families we have to tend to. We have jobs we have to go to. But He said, seek ye first. That's putting a priority on it. As He's telling Joshua, putting a priority on the law of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Don't depart from it. Because we know, as we read in the Old Testament, what happens to the children of Israel when they depart from the law. There's times where the enemies come in and they are defeated. Even in Joshua's time, when they went against the little city of Ai, you know, that little city, they didn't even send the entire army after them. But what does it say about Israel? That they were smitten. They were defeated. That's never happened before. They went up against Jericho and didn't even have to fight. They just marched around the city. And the walls came crashing down. Rahab told the spies that they sent that our hearts did melt when they heard of them coming. That their all-powerful God was fighting their battles for them. But then they come up to Ai and are smitten. Well, there's a good reason for that. There was sin in the camp. And not just that there was sin in the camp, but it was known. But some people just turned a blind eye to it. It didn't matter. Already at the point of departing from the law. Now, after it was dealt with, there was a great victory after that. Brothers and sisters, we need to maintain the law. We need to maintain a good knowledge of the Word of God. We need to read it more, meditate day and night. If you read in the Old Testament that the kings of Israel, it was required of the king of Israel to write the law, have his own copy in his own handwriting. I think that's a wonderful idea for the leader of God's people to write the law and have his own copy to know it, to know how to judge the people properly, how to lead this people. That's like when Solomon, when he saw the Lord in a dream, and the Lord asked him, what shall I give thee? And he asked for wisdom. Wisdom, how? Because he saw, as Joshua here, he was supposed to be the leader of all Israel. How do you lead that many people? With the wisdom of God. Looking to the Lord for help. Looking for the Lord for guidance. Brothers and sisters, this is not just for the leaders. This is for us, everyday life. We need to be looking to God. Leaning upon His understanding. Seeking His wisdom. Not ourselves. If I try to use my wisdom, I'm going to fail. If I try to use my understanding, I'm going to find out I'm dumb. And so oftentimes I do. I find out flat on my face. And then I have to stop and examine my ways. Lord, forgive me for being foolish. I need to turn back to Thee and lean upon Thee and seek after Your wisdom and do according to Your will. Not in my way. Real quick, we know how Jonah, when he was going after his way, we know how that turned out, don't we? Anytime we start trying to go our own way and going away from the God, we're going to find ourselves going down, down, and down. Brothers and sisters, let's not do that. Let's not let the book of the law depart from our mouth. Let's seek this word each and every day. Let's put a priority on reading his word. We need to make it a priority in our life. But if we're going to make a priority in our life, if we're going to serve God, if we're going to serve in his kingdom, brothers and sisters, if we're going to identify with Christ, there's going to be some opposition. There's going to be some trials and tribulations that we're going to have to face. There may even be some persecution come our way. What? Yes, there may be some persecution. Now, to whatever extent, I don't know. But it could just be some of your friends may not want to be friends with you anymore. I know that's tough. I remember growing up in school, I wanted to fit in. I wanted to be with, you know, well, there's a group of people. I don't want to be the outcast. Nobody wants to be the outcast. But brothers and sisters, don't ever feel that way. If we are learning, if we're living a godly life, if we are doing according to the will of God, there is a family of God. You're never an outcast with God. He is always with us. He is always readily available. We're never alone with him. It doesn't matter if everybody, 1,000 people forsake thee, the Lord will never forsake thee. We're never alone with him. That's why the Lord would tell Joshua, be strong and very courageous. There may be times that you're faced with opposition. Moses often faced opposition. The people would murmur against him. They'd be like, there's no food or there's no water. And they would just complain and complain. You know, a lot of this complaining actually happened after the Lord opened the Red Sea and they were able to walk on dry land through the sea. What a miracle. But that's sin nature. How often we forget. How oft we are to wander. How oft we are to complain. And I'm not sitting here trying to beat everybody up. If anybody, I'm talking to myself. I'm the world's biggest complainer. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. But the Lord would tell Joshua, be ye strong and very courageous, leaning on God's understanding and relying on his strength, his might. When we find out we have no strength, we need to be leaning upon his strength, holding on to him. And especially now, the Old Testament, they didn't have the finished work of Christ as we have today. Brothers and sisters, they had shadows and pictures and prophecy. But we have the finished work here. We have the Word of God. We have the finished work of Christ. We know that the foundation of Christ standeth sure. We know. But how oftentimes we don't remember. How often do we forget? And a lot of times it's because we don't want to face those persecutions. We don't want to face this. We want to just live easy in our life. And I understand wanting to be comfortable. I do want to be comfortable with myself. But sometimes comfort is not going the way of God as far as this flesh is concerned. We could be ridiculed and persecuted, but if we're in the will of God, we can have peace in our soul. We can have peace within us. And brothers and sisters, that is a peace that passeth all understanding. That's why the Lord said, be strong and very courageous. And we can be strong and very courageous in our life because of the promises that God has given us. Those promises are not going to fail. God's word standeth sure. It's accurate. It's going to happen. If I make you a promise today, tomorrow I may have to break it. I may not be able to fulfill my obligation because we're not perfect. If the Lord speaks the word, it's going to happen. And you can take that to the bank, if you will. But that's why the Lord would tell Joshua that the book of the law should not depart from thy mouth. He said, it's basically like, keep the word close. This is how we lead. This is how we live our life. We need to be using this word, using it as a guide. So meditate upon it day and night. But we need to be trusting God. So that's how we can be strong and very courageous in Him. If you will, turn me over to Romans chapter 8 real quick. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. If there's a verse in the Bible that is misquoted or misunderstood, it's this one. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Now we know that not everything that happens in this world. Like if you get into a car wreck, well, big praise be to God. That's to the glory of God. No, we live in a fallen world. Bad things happen. Tribulations will come. The Lord Himself said, in this life you shall have tribulations. But all the good works, all the good things, they come from God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's just like when the Lord was telling Joshua, I will be with thee. No one will be able to stand against thee. Brothers and sisters, if God be for us, who can stand against us? Nobody. Now again, we know that people can come in and they can persecute us or they can even snuff out our lives. But what is that? If we know the hope that is within us, that when we pass from the scene of this life, we shall awaken His presence. Then we shall attain the main goal, to be with Christ, to be with God. So again, be strong and very courageous. Let's live a godly life. He's done all the work for us. Just like the children of Israel. He fought their battles for them. He drove them out. They came out of bondage and wandered in wilderness for 40 years living in tents and whatever they could throw together. And then they came into the land that's filled, flowed with milk and honey. There was houses they didn't have to build, vineyards they didn't have to plant. And I'm sure the houses were all furnished, everything. That's how fast they drove the people out. They didn't have to build anything. It was already made. Now that in itself was their paradise. But He did it for them. They didn't have to lift a finger as far as like fighting some battles. Now there were some battles they had to fight. But the Lord was with them. He delivered them. And as long as the Lord was with them, they prevailed. That's just like in our life. If God be for us, who can be against us? And in verse 33 of Romans 8, It says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. There's no one can lay any charge against us. That's just like no one can stand against the chosen of God. If we live according to thus saith the Lord, if we are trying to do the best we can and stay focused on Him, brothers and sisters, He's going to be with us. He's going to bless our goings. He's going to be with us. And what better place to be than with God? So we need to be loving God. We need to keep His word, trying to live that godly life. Because He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? So therefore, child of God, be strong. Be very courageous. Whatever we have to face in this life, I know there are some that have to go through great tribulations. I know there are some that are suffering terribly in this life. But sometimes you can go to some of these people that are suffering terribly in this life, and all they want to do is tell you what great things God has done for them. Sometimes I have to stop and take account of my life. This person is suffering greatly, but all they can think about is the great things that God has done. And I complain when the TV won't work. I complain when something doesn't go my way. I complain when I get cut off in traffic. That doesn't sound like being very strong in the Lord. I need to strengthen my faith. I need to live better. Live for Him. So therefore, be strong in the Lord. He can keep His word. There's no one that can keep the word better than God. And a lot of times, we don't want to have persecution, or we may be fearful of what may happen. You know, in the time when the Lord was crucified, the apostles, they were up in the upper room, they were fearful. And I'd be right there with them. My Lord and Savior was crucified. He died. I saw Him die. I'd be scared that I'd be next. But if you will, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. The spirit that is within us is not going to be fearful. The spirit that He gives us. Now I know our flesh, and sometimes we can be fearful for our lives. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How can we have that sound mind? How can we have that renewing of our mind each and every day? By doing according to thus saith the Lord, His word, reading His word, searching His scriptures daily, meditating upon them day and night. Now, when I say meditating, I'm not saying you have to get down and cross your legs and light some incense and just sit there and do something. No, you could be meditating while you're riding down the road. You could be just thinking about it. Verse of Scripture, let it be, read something in the morning and keep it throughout the day. Think about it. It's just basically reminding, think upon these things. Keep them fresh in our mind. We need to be reminded on a daily basis of how great our God is. Because if we're reminded on a day-to-day basis how great our God is, and we serve the living God, brothers and sisters, then we can be strong and be very courageous in His service. But Paul would tell Timothy, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. Isn't love powerful? Especially the love of God. And that's our duty to reflect that love. So it's a power and of love and of a sound mind. Brothers and sisters, if we think we don't have a sound mind, there's no better place to turn than Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. There's no better place to look for than in His Word. If we feel our foundation is shaky, if our faith is weak, brothers and sisters, we need to be clinging to the Lord, clinging to the rock. That's the greatest foundation we have. And when we have the strong foundation, when we have our faith strengthened, brothers and sisters, we can be strong and very courageous in His service. And oftentimes we let things come in. Oftentimes we let things get in the way. So often we do that. Like I said, we need to be remembering. We need to be reminded of these things daily. But sometimes if we leave it off, there's a lot of times we start to leave other things off. Especially our service to God starts to slack off a little bit. We start turning cold. We don't have that powerful love anymore. We're not shining our light out as much anymore. We start fading away. But just like in the parable of the sower, the seed that was sown, when it found that good ground, it brought forth the fruit. But the one that fell among the thorns, that's those troubles and cares of life that can come and can choke us out. And we won't bring forth any fruit. Brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded every day. We serve a great God. And He is the God of the living. Amen? Thank you. He is the God of the living. When He spoke to Moses out of the burning bush, He says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now wait a minute. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they've been dead a long time. Their body may have died. Their soul and what made them them is alive and well with God at this time. That's the reason He is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Praise be unto God, we serve the living God. And we will live with Him one day. So therefore, if we allow certain things to get in, brothers and sisters, we need to be pushing it out. We need to be laying aside these things, running our race. We need to be doing and actively serving in His service. And what better way we can do that is by reading His Word. Like if we're going to serve, we need to know how to serve. We need to know how to do about our life. There was a time in the Old Testament that the children of Israel had gotten to such out of array that then they had a good king. And he was a good king. And they went to the house of the Lord to repair the house of the Lord. That's how bad things have gotten. The house of the Lord was in shambles. And one of the scribes said, I found the book. The book of the law that should never depart from them. They found it. That means it was lost. Brothers and sisters, if we lose this, if we allow this to be lost from us, if we leave it off, we're going to get into a condition that's not any good. Brothers and sisters, we need to never let the law depart from our mouth. We need to be reading His Word, following this. This is the best way we can live, is to live as His example. From His example, we can live. And that's what we need to be looking at. Reading His Word. That's where we need to be gaining our wisdom, the wisdom of God. We don't need to leave this off. But God is so faithful to us, even when we're not. I love using that example of even in the children of Israel, when they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Even though the times that they murmured, even though the times they rebelled, even the times they didn't listen to God, brothers and sisters, the manna still fell. They always had food to eat. And it said their clothes never waxed old and their feet did not swell. It's like, well, they didn't have to find any clothes. They didn't have to find any new shoes. For 40 years? Yes, for 40 years. That's how great of a God we have. That's how great of a God we serve. But not only that, brothers and sisters, if we would turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Paul would say, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." That's the key, the power of His might. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And he would go on to say, put on the whole armor of God. Say, whoa, we've got armor? Yes, the Lord has granted us with armor. I'm not going to take the time to go through every piece of the armor. I would really encourage everyone to read about it and be familiar with these armor. But brothers and sisters, he gives us to use. And in the message of the armor of God, the biggest message is put it on. It's just like armor of the flesh. If we don't put it on, it's not going to do us any good. But like I said, we serve a great God, that he would give us this, that shield of faith that we can use to defend ourselves from the fiery darts that Satan will hurl, those trials and persecutions. Have you ever had Satan whisper in your ear saying you're not good enough, or you've messed up too much? How can you even claim to be a child of God? You've messed up too much. Brothers and sisters, cling to that faith. Let that faith, let that shield of faith quench those fiery darts. Because the truth of it is, we can't mess up enough. I'm good proof of that. Can't mess up enough. The Lord is faithful. And the Lord said all that are His. When He comes again, He's going to get every single one. There's not a one that's going to slip through the cracks. There's not a one that's going to be left behind. And there's not a one that messed up too bad that he didn't get to go. No. Yes, thank you. Thank the Lord for that. Because I can't separate myself from Him. I can't do anything to mess it up. Praise be unto God. I didn't have anything to do with my salvation, and I don't have anything to do to mess it up either. I just think that would go hand in hand. If I had something to do with obtaining my salvation, I think I would have something to do to mess it up. But thanks be unto God, is the gift of God. He didn't ask me. Thankfully, he didn't. But he has saved us. And because he has saved us, because of one day we shall be with him forever, he's given us this armor to help us in our day-to-day lives. Brothers and sisters, because we have these gifts, because we have these blessings, we can be strong. We can be very courageous in our service. And we can have that zeal renewed in us every single day to want to face the day, to want to go out, shine that light out. So what if somebody laughs at you and mocks at you? Who cares? We serve the living God. We should never be ashamed of His name, because He is not ashamed to own my name. We need to think about that every single day. He's not ashamed to own me. He's not ashamed to own a sinner like me. Why should I ever shame away from His name? As Paul would say, examine yourselves to see if you be in the faith. We need to be doing that every single day. Do a self-checkup. See how's my heart today. I need to be reading God's Word. I need to be learning His ways. Because His ways are the right way. His way is how I can live that life to be strong and very courageous in His service. So in our service to God, let us be strong in the Lord. We need to be well read. If there's things about the Bible we don't understand, keep reading. Ask questions. Seek after it. Meditate on it. Think about it. Keep it in our minds. We need to always go out each and every day armed with the armor of God. Armed with the armor of God, we need to go out and face the day trusting in Him. Trusting in the one true and living God. And that's the way we can stand against the wiles of the devil. We can stand against this world. Not in our might, but in the might of His power. And we can stand and we can be very courageous. Let's go back to Joshua real quick. This time, instead of the first of Joshua, the very end. Joshua 24. Joshua 24, verse 14. Joshua 24, 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me, Joshua would stand up, and I can just see that old man being strong and very courageous, standing and addressing these people. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. That is a brother that was very strong and courageous in the Lord. We need to take that example. We need to be strong and very courageous in our lives. You know, some people may think, well, I'm not called to leadership. Well, brothers, fathers, guess what? We are called to leadership. It's our duty. It's our responsibility as the leader of the household. So we need to be clinging to this word. Be strong and very courageous. But not just the fathers, just any child of God. We need to be strong and very courageous in our service to God. If we are strong in the Lord, if we are courageous, brothers and sisters, we can do great things in His name. I almost forgot to mention about the three Hebrew children. When old King Nebuchadnezzar had that grand image of gold, and when all the music would play, everyone in his realm was supposed to bow down and worship this image of Nebuchadnezzar. Well, all but three. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're Babylonian names. They wouldn't bow down to this image. They would not. Now, when King Nebuchadnezzar had them brought in before him, he told them again. I guess he was giving them a second chance. You know, maybe they didn't understand. Maybe they didn't get it. But brothers and sisters, those brethren, they were strong and very courageous in the Lord. And they said, we are not careful to answer thee, O King. We will not bow down to that image. Well, because they didn't bow down, they were cast into the fiery furnace. But brothers and sisters, we know because they were strong and very courageous in the Lord. There are times that the Lord will fight our battles for us. There are times the Lord will be with us. And in this instant, the Lord was with them in the fire. Not only did He deliver them from the fire, brothers and sisters, He delivered them through the fire. When they came out, there wasn't even the smell of smoke on their garments. So brothers and sisters, we serve a great God. Therefore, we can be strong and very courageous in His service. The song we opened with, O God, our help in ages past. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. Isn't that right? How often has He sheltered us from things to happen to us? How many times have we seen something happen and we know that could have been me? How often have we come across some situation that was resolved that we didn't even know about was going on and it could have been very detrimental to us? But the Lord was already working for us. The Lord was already going before us. So yes, therefore, our God, our help in ages past, for hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Brothers and sisters, He has come to this earth. He accomplished the work, and because of that work, we will be with Him in heaven. So therefore, brethren, because we have these promises, because we have such a great God, we can stand, we can be strong, we can be very courageous in the service to our God. And I implore us, please, brethren, we need to be reading this word. We need to be studying this word. We need to live a godly life. And we need to stand and be very courageous so we can be strong in our service with the Lord. But our relationship with God needs to be strengthened. Our faith needs to be strengthened so we can stand against the wiles of the devil. So we can stand against whatever shall come to us because we serve the great God. And in the Hebrew children, like I said, He'll deliver them through the fire. But a lot of times, He'll deliver us from the fire. But even if we are thrown into a fiery pit and we die, like I said earlier, so what? So our life here shall end. Brothers and sisters, as soon as our eyes close in death, we shall awake in His presence. There is no victory in death anymore. The victory is in Jesus. He came, accomplished the work. He's done everything for us. So brothers and sisters, don't we owe it to Him to live a godly life? Don't we owe it to Him to read His word that He has blessed us with? And it's so readily available. I hope and pray that Bibles across this land will never have any dust collect upon them. You know, if you ever see somebody walking around with a Bible that's falling apart, usually that person's not falling apart. And sisters, we need to adhere to the law of God. We need to adhere to His word. Therefore, if we do, then we can stand and we can be very courageous. And our zeal will be increased and we can serve our great God. I thank you so much for your kind attention. And I'll please ask the Lord to bless you. Thank you.